A pipe failure on Monday in British Columbia has released an estimated 1.2 million gallons of raw sewage into the Columbia River. Emergency crews from the British Columbia Ministry of Environment stopped the flow this afternoon. The Washington Department of Ecology spokeswoman Jenny Gilbert says once the sewage is in the river, there's nothing they can do to clear it out.
With sewage, it doesn't stay on the top. So when we, like for an oil spill, the oil stays on top of the water, and you can put out absorbent booms. But unfortunately, with sewage, we have to just let it run its course and run through the system.
Gilbert says the state is working with Stevens County health officials to keep the public away from the river. She says the biggest problem may be for fish. The sewage acts as a fertilizer for algae blooms, sapping the river of its oxygen. This comes on the heels of another sewage spill over the weekend. 500,000 gallons spilled into the Columbia River after a pump failed at the East Wenatchee wastewater treatment plant.